I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had
Because
twins
that's
by
what you
this
do at
guy.
prisons,
So
is
this
you have
guy, he's
sex
not
with the
even
inmates.
free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
That's my
Like, that
tax
is some
money
epic
all
mating
around.
strategy. And she wins too because she gets, she wins because she
She
gets a
wins,
stable dude
yeah.
to take care of some,
She
like,
got
alpha dude kids.
sperm from the
Right?
prisoner. The
In that
prisoner is
case, she
kept
wins
alive
and
by
he
my
wins and
tax
the
money
guy
in prison.
loses. Or her
She
boyfriend
works as
loses
a
at the
prison
same
guard,
time.
so
That's
she
how many
makes her
times in chicks
living
I just
on
screw
my
them and leave
tax
them. I say,
money.
get out of my bedroom,
And then,
pimp
of
face,
course,
before you
the
suck
kid
my
is going to get
lockdown.
all these fucking
Trigger
welfare
warning. This is all
benefits and
white
all
men
this
have
other
ever
shit.
achieved or
My
contributed
tax
to
money.
society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they
can
do
it all,
why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
And it's also because cucks love welfare programs just as much as fucking libtards do.
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Fur baby. Truer words have never been spoken than that phrase right there. When a woman gives up on life, she gets a dog.
Trigger warning. Facts.
I have one simple question for the feminist side.
What's your question?
Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there.
Statistical anomaly, yeah.
Of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Because they're parasites, that's why. Not to mention the fact that feminist careers usually revolve around destroying civilization, not creating anything.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Women doesn't have a lot of testosterone. Women.
Women also don't have a lot of intelligence.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
Whoa,
no, they're
tough.
Not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
And this is why they shouldn't have jobs or sign contracts. You, bitch. Greetings, friends and enemies. Welcome. You've seen the title. You already know what's coming. Well, she knows what's coming. Okay, that was me getting distracted. Now, as you know from the past, when I do the E. Jean columns, I typically never read E. Jean's responses because we don't really care. We're going to start this one off. Now, since the last time I did an Ask E. Jean episode of the Yes All Women podcast or like that, or Yes All Women Are Like That podcast, whatever the fuck this is, E. Jean has come out and announced that Donald Trump sexually abused her or whatever the fuck it was that she made up. And we all know that this was made up, right? It's the bandwagon. Hey, look, there's all these other women running around saying Donald Trump tried to have sex with them. I'd better jump on that and get some of it. So we're going to start off reading a note from E. Jean, and then we're going to do a letter to E. Jean, and then we're going to read her response. And then we're going to jump into the letters proper, and we will do what the Great One does best, which is explain to these women that the main source of their problems is, of course, themselves. And that sitting around blaming men and the patriarchy and white people for their problems isn't going to help them. A note, dear readers. Elle's beloved advice columnist opens up about her very private battles only recently made public. E. Jean writes as follows. Women! !! You are fabulous! !! In bold, in all capital letters. Women, you are fabulous. This thing where you women sit around and tell each other how perfect and fabulous you are. I understand what's going on here. Women hate other women. And they don't want other women to improve themselves, because no woman wants to improve herself, because improving herself requires work. Right? Women want to drag other women down to their level. Women do not want to elevate themselves to the level of other women. Women! !! You are fabulous! !! But it's weird. I've been writing the Ask E. Jean column for 26 years. And for 26 years, I've been noticing that many of the problems coming into my column have been caused by one thing. And that cause is men. You see, men, you cause all these now none of these problems that any of these fucking stupid cunts have are caused by them or their decisions or their actions or their inactions or their choices. No, it's men. You see, men are the problem. Now, about 90% of the letters I receive don't run in the magazine, you understand. But according to a lot of my Ask E. Jean mail, when the chaps are not lying, cheating, and passing women over for promotions, they are being inconsiderate to letter writers like Miss Tinst, C. Wright, or pestering, groping, pawing, pinching, and vastly underpaying the Ask E. Jean correspondence. So you see, E. Jean gets all these letters from women who are being underpaid and passed over for promotions and pawed and touched by men, because there's these men out there doing all these terrible things. Now, the second problem with this, because once again, we know that all these things are genuinely the fault of men, because women, I mean, look, you're a woman, right? It's your body, it's your choice. It's not like you can tell a man not to touch you. I mean, you don't have the ability to control whether or not a man puts his hand on your ass. You're a strong, independent woman, your body, your choice, who's had 3 abortions, and you can do anything you go, girl. How are you supposed to stop a man from putting his hand on your ass when you are vastly inferior to men? You go, girl, fish bicycle. This is also akin to a doctor of oncology coming out and saying, you know, almost all the people who come to me for medical help have cancer. Really? Well, no shit. And E. Jean, you stupid bitch, you write an advice column for women. Yes, most of the people who write letters to you are going to be women whose lives are disasters. And because you women can't take responsibility, it's going to be women whose lives are disasters who want you to reaffirm their foregone conclusion that the reason their life is fucked up is because of men. So I came up with a scheme to do away with the lads entirely. But first, I had to find out if we needed chaps for anything, right? See, she's calling men chaps. See how classy she... Oh, they're chaps! I loaded up Miss Bigley, my old Prius, with loot. Her car is named Miss Bigley. She has a Prius. Okay, let's do the red flags here. Let's just start doing some red flags. Hold, where's the fucking ink pen? I got one right here. Okay. She has a Prius. That's one. The Prius has a name. That's two. With Lewis Carroll, my poodle. She has a dog. That's a red flag. And the dog is a poodle. There's another red flag. And we set out together on a 4,099-mile road trip. We went only to towns named after women. That's a red flag. Angelica, New York, Tallulah, Louisiana, Marysville, Ohio, etc. And when we arrived in each city, Lewis and I jumped out of Miss Bigley and asked people. Wait, did you ask people? Asked people, quote, what do we need men for? Unquote. That's sexist. That's a red flag. Now, I don't know if she's speaking metaphorically, or if she really did this. But either way, the woman has mental problems. And once again, here, let's just do this. What if I drove around the country and I asked people, what do we need Jews for? Or what, you Larry, what do we need black people for? What do we need trannies for? If you're a white man and you're sitting around thinking that there is not a war against you, you're a dumbass. The answers were shocking. So shocking that I started to think about the men in my own life as harassers, maulers, chumps, creeps. Every woman's favorite word, creep. He's a creep. Swindlers, stranglers, and dickweeds. Oh, so these are the men in your life. Once again, so the men in Eugene's life, this is a red flag. Let me just go ahead and put that on, right? This is a red flag. So the men in Eugene's life, the men that she chooses to associate with, are harassers, maulers, chumps, creeps, swindlers, stranglers, and dickweeds. Those are the men that she is associating with by choice. Unless, of course, she's saying that these men are forcing her to associate with them, which is odd because Eugene has her body and it's her body, her choice. But once again, women are objects, not agents. It's not like they can choose who they're going to associate with. I sit here and talk shit about women all the time. I'm doing a podcast right now called Yes, All Women Are Like That, where I'm going to talk about how, yes, all women are like that. You know what? The women I choose to associate in my life are all pretty good people. That's why I choose to associate with them. If Eugene is associating with men who are maulers and stranglers and all this other shit on this list, That tells us a lot more about her than she realizes. And I made a list called the Most Hideous Men of My Life list. It's comprised of the 21 most repulsive scoundrels I've ever met. Scoundrels! They're scoundrels! This list appears in full in my new memoir, What Do We Need Men For? A Modest Proposal. We all have a hideous list, correct? So she couldn't even come up with her own idea, right? A Modest Proposal. We all know the book. Eugene couldn't even come up with her own original concept for the title of the fucking book. She's also trying to get you to, which it's fine, it's her column. She can advertise her book if she wants to. You may have heard, you may have heard this because, of course, everybody's paying attention to E. Jean's new book. I mean, this is the most important thing out there. You may have heard that number 20 is President Donald Trump. Though the book is funny, there are very dark moments. And coming forward to talk about what Mr. Trump did to me inside a Bergloff Goodman dressing room is one of the most difficult things I've ever done. How difficult could it have been to make this story up? Because Donald Trump didn't do fucking anything to you in a goddamn dressing room. Because for years, I've been telling Ask E. Jean correspondents to stop blaming themselves when they have been attacked. Right, because women can't take any kind of personal responsibility. As recently as last month's issue, I said, Lord, I hate it when smart women are so quick to blame themselves. Ah! But for two decades, I've kept silent. Okay. And, I mean, once again, if this really happened, why didn't you tell somebody at the time? For two decades, I've kept silent. And one of the reasons was that I'd convinced myself that what Mr. Trump did to me was my fault. Well, again, it was. I mean, if someone touches you and you don't want to be touched, you tell them to stop. And if they don't stop, you do this thing called walking away. You remove yourself from their proximity. But of course, that requires agency. I called myself stupid. Well, you were right. You are stupid. I told myself that I deserved it. Now, once again, we all know what's really going on here. Is all women want to be sexually attractive to alpha males. All women want powerful men to desire them. And that's why she's fabricating all of this shit. Because she wants, I mean, Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, and whether you think he's physically attractive or not, I don't know how you would, but he is probably the single most powerful human on the planet Earth right now as President of the United States. And so there's a bunch of broads out there who desperately want Donald Trump to be sexually attracted to them. And that's all this is. That's it. If the great journalist Jody Cantor, who I've never heard of, and Megan Toohey, who I've never heard of, so how great journalist, there's an oxymoron, hadn't written their New York Times piece about Harvey Weinstein, and if our fellow women across the nation hadn't surged forth with Pound Me Too stories of their own, and if my wonderful Ask E. Jean correspondence hadn't shaken me up and enlightened me every day, I would have spent the next two decades blaming myself. So I'm confessing now to the women who deserve to hear my confession, my Ask E. Jean readers. It wasn't my fault Donald Trump did it. It hurt. I fought. It was against my will. Oh, she fought. She fought. I remember in the story about how E. Jean got sexually molested by Donald Trump. I remember the part where she pulled out a gun and started shooting him. I remember her talking about how she engaged him in hand-to-hand combat, doing judo, and how she fucking took his kneecaps out and slammed. She fought. Oh my God, guys, she fought. She fought. Seven red flags, at least. I may have missed a few because I stopped paying attention. She fought. She's fighting for attention. She's fighting for book sales. That's what she's doing. Dear E. Jean, my agent, this woman who wrote in has an agent. She's obviously very oppressed, because I know most oppressed poor women who, you know, can't get jobs have agents. My agent set up a meeting in the mid-90s. So once again, this happened in the 90s. Mid-90s. This was 20 years ago? 25 years ago? Do you women ever let go of anything? Do you ever get over anything and move? Well, when I was in high school, this boy touched me. And now that I'm 73 years old, I want him hunted down and fired from his job. My agent set up a meeting in the mid-90s with a now famous movie director. See, he wasn't famous at the time. Once again, that's why you didn't say anything then. It's like the caravan, whatever his name is, right? And the fucking Ford Blaisley. Well, when we were in college, he drank a beer or something. When we met in his office, what started out as a normal conversation about my acting took a turn when he said, quote, "You're so innocent!" exclamation mark, unquote. This reads like bad dialogue. Who wrote this? I was sitting at one end of the couch, he on the other. He unbuttoned his shirt, unzipped his pants, and then said, quote, "I want to do something to shock you," unquote, and started masturbating. He asked me to squeeze his nipples. I didn't move. He climaxed and then wanted to continue the conversation. Okay, let's pause here for a moment. So you're in a room with a guy and you're sitting there on the couch. He's on the couch and you're on the couch. And then he unbuttons his shirt. He pulls out his dick. He starts whacking off and he says, "Hey, squeeze my nipples for me." Now, assuming you're a normal person with agency, or otherwise known as not a woman, what would you do? You would leave, right? You would utilize your strong independence to hop onto your fish bicycle, and you would, my body, my choice, your ass, right the fuck on out of the room. Because he's got his dick in his hand, it's not like he's going to stop you. Second point, this is a Hollywood director doing this. You know, when people talk about how fucked up people in Hollywood are, Oh, no, they're so wonderful, and they're people, and we should look up to celebrities, and hey, let's take their advice on global warming and social issues. And yet, here's another person, a director in Hollywood, who pulls out his dick and whacks off in front of actresses. Huh, yeah, see, these are the people that we're supposed to be fucking turning to for our moral guidance via movies. And once again, okay, what's the guy's name? So he did this thing. Are you going to say who it is? Or are you just going to let other women be subjected to the same thing you were subjected to? And once again, we know the answer. Yes, you are, because women hate other women. The only reason all of these women came out and named Harvey Weinstein is because one woman finally did it because she was getting old and ugly and needed attention. And all the other women that he had done whatever it was he did to, that were all also being silent, they just jumped on for the attention. All of these women that Harvey Weinstein molested, none of them said a fucking word. Not a fucking word. They all sat there, knowing what was going on, saying nothing, allowing other women to be subjected to the same thing they were subjected to. Why? Because women hate other women. If I'm on the hiking trail and I'm going down the trail, and as I'm going down the trail, I see a rattlesnake sitting next to the trail. You know, I scooch around him, and I go a little further. I see some people coming the opposite direction. I say, hey, guys, there's a rattlesnake. There was a rattlesnake about 100 feet down that way over on the right side of the trail. Just keep your eyes out as you go that way. See, all of these women that have been molested by all of these directors in Hollywood, insert Jew joke here, not one of these women said a fucking word to warn other women about what was going on. Not one fucking word. Because women hate other women. I made an excuse about a dentist appointment and left. Okay. She's so strong, independent fish bicycle that she couldn't even say to him, hey, you know, you whacking off in front of me and wanting me to squeeze your nipples is a little fucking weird. And I don't need a job that badly because, you know, I can always just go back home and live on my husband's income. And, oh, actually, you're not married because no man wants you. Sorry. But she can't even say to him, hey, look, the pulling out your dick thing, that's a little weird. And I don't want to be in your movie. Thanks for your time. I'm going to have to jet. You had to, because this is what it meant, you had to lie. You had to sit there and tell the guy, I have a dentist appointment. Because women are so honest, right? Women are so great at communicating. Women tell the truth. You know, you have to believe women. I made an excuse about a dental appointment and left. He never tried to touch me, and I was easily able to leave. Yet she didn't. I'm conflicted. Is it better to send a private communication to him about how his behavior damaged me, or do I make this public? I want to be clear. So now she's about to tell us her true motivation. I'm not looking for, once again, if you have to say you're not, it's because you are. I'm not looking for any kind of benefit from this disclosure. Of course you are. That's exactly what you're looking for. Mainly, I want him to know he traumatized, possibly untold numbers of 20-somethings with his actions. Is it too late to come forward? Yes, you stupid fucking cunt! Because, thanks to you not saying anything at the time, he has in fact traumatized, as you put it, how many fucking women? Once again, to sit here and act like you don't give a shit about anything but the potential fucking benefits to yourself. This is all about you. This is about you getting attention. This was 25 fucking years ago. You were 20-something then. Let's say you were 20. You're now 45 years old. You're old. You're saggy. You're washed up. You've hit the fucking wall. You're alone. You want children. You have 7 dogs. You cry yourself to sleep at night. You desperately need attention. You desperately need attention so that you can continue to survive. That's all this is about. Furthermore, this shit, he damaged me. Now look, is this, assuming, let's assume that this actually happened and you're not even making it up. Let's assume that this happened exactly as you described it, you know, unlike Eugene's encounter with Donald Trump. Let's assume this really happened. How damaged could you be by watching some middle-aged Jewish director play with his dick? I mean, is it gross? Sure. Is it something I don't want to see? Yeah. Is it something I don't want my mom to see? Yeah. Is it something I don't want any of my female friends to see? Yeah. But here's a question. If watching a middle-aged director play with his dick is damaging, explain to me, why are we celebrating homosexual men and trannies and pedophiles walking around in public with their dicks hanging out during gay parades? That's a serious question. If seeing a dick damaged you for the rest of your life, so are you opposed to pride parades where the homos walk around with their dicks hanging out? If you are truly so emotionally fragile that seeing a middle-aged white guy play with his dick has damaged you for your entire rest of your life, should you even be allowed to live? All you had to do was leave. Once again, I'm not saying this is a pleasant thing to look at, but the idea that you are damaged by this. This is not damaging. Furthermore, once again, if it's so damaging, why didn't you say something then so he couldn't do the same thing to other women? And we know the answer. The answer is because he was an alpha male. And while you're sitting here acting like you were damaged, what really happened is that you probably wanted his seed. Quite possibly, much like Miss Kentucky, you were afraid to displease him. Here's Eugene's response. This man hurt you. He hurt you very badly. Well, no, once again, he didn't. There was no hurt involved. You saw a dick being stroked, okay? Dicks are stroked on the internet all day long. Dicks are stroked in gay pride parades. It's not that traumatizing to see a man stroking his dick. Once again, not something you want to see? Sure. And there's nothing in here. There's nothing in here about, hey, you got to do this or you don't get the job or whatever. It was just like, yeah, you're innocent here. Let me stroke my dick. Why don't you pinch my nipples? Okay, you're going to the dentist. Sure, see ya. It does not matter whether it was 3 decades or 3 days ago. Yes, it does matter. Because if it was 3 decades ago and you sat on it all this time, it's not that big of a fucking deal, and you're probably making it up. It was a crime, and he should be chained in a dungeon and gnawed by rats. Okay, it was a crime. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to need someone to show me where it is illegal to whack off in your office and ask a woman to squeeze your nipples. The woman was not drugged. She was not restrained. She was not unconscious. She was not intoxicated. She was not subdued. She was not threatened. Is this really a crime, or are we just making things up? The statute of limitations in your state probably precludes you from prosecuting, so let's consider other steps. A personal letter, blah, blah, blah. A Facebook post, social media, blah, blah, blah. A New York Times story, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to read any of that. So here's my advice. Here's Eugene's advice. Speaking up will help change the culture of sexual violence. So it is a good thing to do. So this was violence. But it is a hard thing to do. Yes, it's really hard to make up stories about how a man masturbated in front of you. But, you know, without naming the man and without going to the police when it happened and without warning other women about it. Because, well, I mean, you had to think about your career and everything and how you were going to make money because you had to get a job so you could eat because it's not like you're going to get married or anything. Good luck. Please keep in touch and let me know how you're getting along. It wasn't this man whacking off that damaged you, sweetheart. It was feminism that damaged you. You're not broken because some man fucking played with his dick while you were in the room. You're broken because you're a leftist, because you're a femistatist, because you're a fish bicycle cunt. Okay, that's why you're broken. Dear Eugene, I am 37. Wall, first problem. Live in Los Angeles. There's your second problem. And I am getting worried. By the way, we haven't done these in a while. I don't pre-read. The stuff that I just read to you, I did pre-read all of that. Now we're in the territory where I have not pre-read any of these letters to Eugene. All right. So your first problem, 37. Second problem, she's in LA. Okay. And I'm getting worried. I want a family. Okay, girls. If you want a family, you have to start before 37. But all the guys I meet, okay, so once again, all the guys I meet, okay, what's the common denominator? 37-year-old wall-hitting LA resident who wants a family. What's the common denominator with all the guys you meet? What do all the guys you meet have in common? You! All the guys I meet are inconsiderate and only interested in one thing. No, all the guys you meet, sweetheart, are not interested in starting a family with a 37-year-old woman. Which part of 37 do you not understand? Oh my God. I'm pretty sure it was Aaron Clary over at CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com. Somebody wrote a post, or no, actually, fuck, I can't remember. It might have been Adam Piggott. One of those guys, I'm pretty sure it was, wrote a post about the women's, and they pointed to this Reddit forum, and it's like a feminism, whatever, and I'm reading, and there's this one post in there I found, and I saved the link, and I might have to do it in a podcast, but it's women talking about how there's no such thing as the wall, how the wall is just something that men on the internet, incels on the internet made up. There's no such thing as a wall. Yeah, and that women are beautiful. I'm like, oh my God. See, here's the problem, girls. No, fat is not beautiful. Big is not beautiful. There is a wall. No man, especially, once again, when she said, well, all these men that I meet have all these problems. Okay, first of all, so she wants to start a family. So you know that she's looking for a man who is taller than her. She's looking for a man that makes more money than her. Okay, she's looking for a man that is physically attractive. Okay, so men who are tall make good money and are physically attractive. And she's looking at men probably about 5 years older than her. So let's say 42. Let's say 40 to 45 range. Men who are 40 to 45 years old, tall, good looking, and have money are not interested in 37-year-old women. Because if you're tall, good looking, and have money, you can get 23-year-old women. Yes, they're interested in one thing, sweetheart. The one thing that these men are interested in is not you. That's what they're interested in. Not you. Like, you might be worthy of like a one weekend pump, but no man wants to marry a 37-year-old woman who wants to start a family. And I'm sure because you're not married, okay, so you must have income, so you must have some kind of career, because your career was more important than starting a family, right? And that's the other thing. What man wants to marry a woman who's devoted her fucking life, 17 years of her life, devoted to a fucking career? That's not someone you start a fucking family with, because you're just going to shove the kids into a fucking daycare center so you can go pursue your career. You don't want children, you want some little fucking trophies. You want children, not because you give a fuck about the children, you want children so you can feel good. I meet many men who already have children. So you're hanging out with guys who are either divorced or who have knocked up women without getting married to them. Once again, let's have a look at your fucking sample set here, sweetheart. You know, just like when, because I've been doing some cleaning here in the office and organizing materials for the podcast, and God, is it a fucking giant pile. I should take a picture of this fucking, if I took all the paper that I have, everything, and stacked it up, I shit you guys not. I have a stack of material that's probably at least 2.5 feet tall just sitting on the desk right now. I never get through all of this. It pains me. The agony. This is what causes me distress. Like if I saw some fucking director playing with his dick, I could live with that. This is fucking causing me distress because there's all of this stuff that I do not have time to make fun of on the internet. You know, if you guys would just give me money, because let's face it. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't pay me, you're stealing. So you need to give me some money. All right, it's a lot of tangenting. Where the fuck, how did I get there? Damage, whacking off, fuck. I did lose my train of thought on this one. Wait. Oh, Reddit. Yes. Oh, God damn it. I'm good. There's this thing on Reddit. Wait, I did that. And Heather talking about there's no wall. And I might do that in the future. Okay, how did I get here? How did I get here? Oh, children. The sample sets. Okay. Whew. All right, I'm back now. As I was going through all the material on the desk, I found my notes from the podcast I did where I went to this men's group where all these divorced men were sitting. God, it was miserable. It's like a bunch of fucking women. It's like, of course your women left you. There is not a fucking man in this room. And this one guy is sitting here talking about how, you know, we got off on the pound me too. And this guy's talking about how he knew whatever it was, some ridiculous number of 6 or 8 or 10 women who had been raped or something. Like, you know, he had all these female friends who had been raped. It's like, okay, but that doesn't mean that all women get raped. That means you're hanging out with the fucking wrong people. That means you are letting garbage into your life. Because I know a bunch of women too, and none of them have been raped. If they have, they don't have to talk about it all the fucking time. And this one, well, all these men I meet, well, they all have children and don't want more. Why are you hanging out with men that already have children? If you want to start a family, actually, she didn't say she wants to get married. She said she wants a family, which nowadays, those are two different things. You know, back in the olden patriarchal 50s, if a woman said, I'd like to have a family, it was sort of assumed that marriage was involved. Now, of course, I want to have a family just means you go and you adopt some fucking black kids and you get 17 rescue dogs and 3 horses and now you have a family. Unless you're a black woman, then you adopt white kids. You can't adopt kids the same color as you because that would be racist. And the point of having a family is not to actually love the children. It's to virtue signal how much you care. Which is probably why black women don't adopt white kids, because black women, for all their faults, aren't really interested in virtue signaling. At least most of them aren't. Most of the ones I know. It's my sample size, once again. Why are you hanging out with men who have children? I meet many men who already have children, and most do not want more. Some don't even want marriage. Once again, okay, so she's insinuating she wants. You're 37. I don't care what you read on Reddit. The wall is real. Why is a man going to marry you? Are you going to give up your career and stay home and raise the kids? I doubt it. I worry that I can't waste time. Sweetheart, you've wasted time. You've wasted 17 years. You should have a 16-year-old child right now. If you wanted a family, right this moment, you would have a husband and children, and the oldest child would be 16 years old. You have already wasted your time. It's over for you. O-V-E-R, over, exclamation mark, capital letters, bold. Over. I'm afraid I'll be 47 one day and my opportunity will have passed. Your opportunity has already passed. God damn it. Why are you so stoked? That's because you're a woman. Sweetheart, it's gone. Of course, a lot of people, a lot of people say to adapt. Adopt. I can't read. I'm like, adapt what? Of course, a lot of people say to adopt, but I really want to carry the child. I'm sick of men telling me I'm too old because you're too old. My God. I'm sick of men telling me reality. I want you, Eugene, to tell me lies. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Ding, 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 ding. Tell me lies. Tell me lies. That's off a Fleetwood Mac album. Only moderately good one. She's sick of men telling her she's too old. Well, there's a problem, honey. Because if you want to carry the child and you want to get married, you're going to need a man. I mean, unless you're going to get turkey-based or inseminated and marry a woman, you're going to need a man. So you might want to start caring about what men think. And men think you're too old. You know why? Because you're too old. The total disconnect. Oh my God, it's brutal. It's painful. It's painful to me. And once again, we see. So, we just read this thing with E. Jean over to my house. Well, y'all, all my readers, their problems are caused by men. Okay, are men causing this woman's problem? Was it men who forced her to waste 17 years of her life chasing some career? Was it men? Well, and it was some of them. But it was feminist men and femistatist women. It was femistatist who convinced her that she could put off having a family until later, right? It was her female teachers in high school and college who never explained to her female reproductive biology. They didn't explain that the eggs get dusty. They didn't explain that the eggs stop coming. They didn't explain. And people are like, well, women can have a baby at any fucking age in their life. No, listen, I've never had a baby before. I've never carried a baby in my womb because I don't have a womb. But walking around with the baby in your body is going to be physically stressful, right? It's like lifting weights. The older you get, the less weight you can lift because your body is old and can't. And I know there's always this thing, oh, I know this one man, he's 73 and I know that. But we're talking about average people, the normals, the most of the people is the 99%. There's that one woman. She had a baby when she was 73. Good for her. You're not her. As you get older, carrying a baby is going to put more strain on your body. It is a biological reality. Okay? And I guarantee you this woman believes in global warming, but she knows nothing about biology. Especially her own biology. She has no fucking clue. And so here she is, 37, I can't get a family. No, you can't. You did wait too long. The wall has come for you. The wall is undefeated. Unfucking defeated. And you, sweetheart, you just lost.
Hey, women, shut your mouth and make babies.
Oh, but it's too late for you to make babies. You're 37. No baby making for you. Maybe you can adopt some kids from Africa and let everybody know how much you care about poor people. Ooh, maybe you could adopt some children with AIDS. Wouldn't that be virtue signaling? Oh my God, everyone would think that you are so wonderful.
What is beautiful in a woman
is being
is
under 25.
In a woman is defined by men.
That would be
it is
young,
straight men
and attractive.
That determines what is attractive. In
25
women.
Or younger.
To me
no
by
tattoos.
Accident. It's just a wild case of the mac.
That's another question. Just check how many tattoos does she have? Just out of curiosity.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch.
And there it is.
Guys don't care about your stupid
right.
office job or nonprofit gig.
17 years
That's
of her life on her career. No one cares, sweetheart. No one cares about your fucking career.
Feminists. They're not about production. They're not about
you
reality.
Put off having
They're
a family
not about progress. They are
so you can have a fucking career.
And then gaining on that
now you're paying the price.
Advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.
Or if you're 37, the only way you're going to get pregnant is if you're taken up by space aliens and impregnated with a squid tentacle, because no man is going to knock you up.